Shin Vav Zivdal and Sech Zapoy Lishmo Zoroim Adavirachem. Ein Noisin Lo Yisrael Shabbos. The person was hired to do work. If he's getting paid by the day, he does not pay him the Shabbos wages, because you're not allowed to take Yisrael Shabbos. V'chichach Ein Achvei Shabbos Alof. And therefore, he's also not responsible for what happens on Shabbos, because that's not included in his deal. If the person was hired by the week or by the month, then you can give him Yisrael Shabbos. This is a concept called Havlah, that he's not paid specifically for Shabbos, it's just a lump sum for the whole period that is permitted. And therefore, he does have to watch on Shabbos. But he should not request his wages for Shabbos as a unit independently. Pay me for the week or for the month. Moses says, in other words, the deal was, I'm keeping you for a whole month, but he said that you have to pay me every day. So now we look at, he's being paid for the day, there's just a deal that will keep him employed for a certain period of time. If it was for a period of time, you could also say, give me a schar of 10 days. You shouldn't say, give me specifically a schar for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person is hiring somebody for Shabbos and he also hires him for part of the day and night, before and after Shabbos, that's enough to be considered havlah. You don't have to have a whole week or a whole month. So therefore, if someone is being hired for Shabbos, if he wants to do it beheted, he has to also hire him part for the day and a little bit after Shabbos, or at least one of the two. Based on this siman, Mishnah Berurah says also, if somebody lends the ribis and the interest is compounded daily, it's also a problem, because the day of Shabbos will be a day of Sechar Shabbos, which you're not allowed to take. You're not take the interest from that day. And a regular Shabbos is not a problem, because today the banks don't go by the Jewish day, they go by the Goyish day, which is, let's say, from 12 at night to 12 at night. So Friday's half, not Shabbos, and Shabbos also, the beginning will be Shabbos, the end of it will not be Shabbos. But if you have a Shabbos and Yom Tov next to each other, then there's going to be one day that's going to be fully Yom Tov or Shabbos, both, and it'll be also to take Yisrael Shabbos for that.